multiple choice questions. Like, for example, section 4 is often multiple choice. If you see multiple choice questions and you have time to look ahead, don't try to read every question and answer. Go to every question, identify the main question word. What, who, when, where, etc. All these words, find out exactly what you are listening for. Are you listening for a time? Are you listening for a person, a place, a thing, an idea, an action, etc.? Also, listen for numbers, names, milestones. For example, if you're listening for numbers, then you know where they are. For example, if you have a table, you see all these numbers, you're listening for the missing numbers. Dates, time, etc. These are all numbers. Names, names of places, names of companies, names of people, etc. Milestones, okay? Milestones tell you you're getting to this point. So you need to be ready for this word. Here was a question. Here is a question. Look at the milestone. This tells you that you've passed this one. You need to be getting ready for this one. This is very, very important in terms of time management. Why? Because if you are aware that this is a milestone, that this is where you need to listen to between these two questions, if you get to this milestone, but you didn't get the previous question's answer, you missed it. Don't worry about it. Don't try to listen to it because you won't. It's gone. Get ready for the next question. If you're trying to figure out what this was, you're going to miss the next one too. So be very careful about these milestones. They are your markers. They are your guides along the recording. Okay? A few other things. Let's see what they are. You're going to have like a table or a graph or a diagram, something visual that you have to label, for example, or you have to fill in the blanks, for example. Always look at the headings. Always look what is here. 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 Okay? Again, this is with the time they give you to look ahead. This is where you're looking.